Several American missionaries serving in Liberia during the Ebola outbreak are now in Charlotte. They're healthy, but they'll remain in quarantine as a precaution. WFAE's Michael Tomczyk reports.
A chartered flight from Liberia touched down at Charlotte Douglas Airport late Sunday night. Three missionaries were on board who are part of SIM, a Christian organization based here in Charlotte. SIM President Bruce Johnson says before anyone got off the plane, a Mecklenburg County nurse boarded it and double-checked the missionaries' health.
When that nurse gave the all clear, the three departed from the aircraft, then came to our vehicles, SIM vehicles. We drove them onto our property and said, "Welcome to your new home."
That new home consists of RVs in a secluded, roughly 60-acre section of SIM's campus in South Charlotte, which is right across the street from Carowinds Amusement Park. The three new arrivals joined two other missionaries and six children who returned from Liberia about a week ago. None of them show any symptoms of Ebola, but Mecklenburg County Medical Director Dr. Stephen Keener says they're being quarantined just in case.
It takes about 8 to 10 days for a person who is exposed to the virus to become ill. However, the longest reported incubation period is 21 days.
So that's how long they'll stay in quarantine. But Dr. Keener says if you're thinking of biohazard suits and gas masks, you've got the wrong idea. Ebola does not spread through the air. You have to come into contact with an infected person's blood or other bodily fluids. The people in quarantine are staying 3 feet away from others, but beyond that, Dr. Keener says they basically have free rein.
And there's plenty of room for people to go out and take a walk. So I want to emphasize again that quarantine is not, you know, locking somebody up in a house, but rather providing a distance from other people.
For that reason, SIM President Johnson says he's exchanged air hugs with the missionaries and kids. He says they're staying upbeat.
We have movie night. We've got some games that we play. They've got some badminton. So they've got plenty of activities that they're enjoying together.
One of the missionaries is David Reitbull. He's the husband of Nancy Reitbull, who became infected with Ebola in Liberia and is currently receiving treatment at Emory Hospital in Atlanta. Johnson says that David plans to join his wife as soon as his quarantine is over. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.